Well, last time I was around on the Saturday, Steve Wessex live, it was a brilliant game, to be honest. Didn't do a lot wrong. I think every leg bar two was 15 darts or under, and I think he had the two legs that were over, but it was a really high quality game, loads of 180s, loads of big shots and quick finishing. But the last leg, I left 86 after 9 darts, missed 18, hit the 25 and he went out for 18 darts. So you can't really do a lot sometimes when, certainly for early in the day, no time to sort of get into your groove sort of thing. You just have to get the ground running, and we both did, and that came to him. He played well. I can't really complain too much. And on the Sunday, obviously, I had a decent run. Lost to Michael 6-5. I was 4-1 down. And really sort of dug it. I got on top of him. He started to have a few slack ones, and he seemed to be himself for a bit. And I thought I could capitalise on it. And then we come to 5-5, and we were both sort of trying to scramble across the finishing line. I think we both missed like 5 match starts before he went out the next throw. So it was a bit disappointing not to see it off. Probably didn't really expect to get the chances that I got, but even so, when you get them, you've got to take them out. So, but all in all, it was a good weekend. I played well. Not too many complaints. So looking forward to the weekend now.
You say, obviously, yeah, not too many complaints, and it was a case of perhaps not taking the chances when they arose. But did you feel that you head into the weekend with a good amount of momentum, perhaps?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Confidence is pretty good. I didn't feel that I'd let myself down in any way when I was, each day I was beaten at the weekend. So, I'm still happy with the way things are going. I'm still improving all the time, which I think is the important thing. And I'm hoping to carry that on into the weekend, and I'm certainly looking forward to the challenges that lies ahead.
With the opposition this weekend, first round opponent, is it a case of knuckling down into the professionalism and making sure that comes to the fore to perhaps avoid not necessarily an upset, because they're all going to be tough games, but to perhaps to sort of ease your way into the second round without any untoward scares?
Well, to be honest, Mensah's a fantastic player. I mean, you look at his TV events he's played in the world over the last few years. He's beat the likes of Andy Smith, James Wade, that's just at Ali Pali, so I'm aware of what he's capable of. And he's as good as any other European player or any other pro player that's, on his day. I think he's won the Softic World Championship 3 times or something like that, and he's always been very, very... I've seen a couple of his games before, and he always seems to be thereabouts, so... He's certainly no pushover, and probably is a couple of easier. It could have been a bit easier, if you know what I mean, with the draw. But like you say, they're all tough now. To being in the Europeans 3-4 years ago, where you'd probably want to play a European player, it's not the case no more. They're all very good, and they're all capable of doing the business. So I've just got to go up there and give it my best shot, and hopefully my experience will come through.